Welcome to HypnoSounds, your space for calm, mindfulness, and transformation. Thank you for joining me today for the next step in our October series on shadow work. Over the past two episodes, we've explored meeting the shadow self, the parts of us we've hidden or rejected, and embracing those parts with compassion and curiosity. Please remember, when listening to any of our audios, do not drive or operate any type of machinery. Just sit or lie down, relax, and take the time for you. Today, we'll explore something that often lingers in the shadow: fear. Fear can take many forms in our lives. It might show up as self-doubt, resistance, procrastination, or even anger. Sometimes it's a fear of failure, a fear of judgment, or a fear of being vulnerable. These fears often live in the shadow, shaping our thoughts and behaviors in ways we don't even realize. But here's the truth. Fear is not our enemy. Fear is a part of us that's trying to protect us, however imperfectly it might feel. It's a signal asking to be seen, understood, and healed. In today's meditation, we will gently confront a fear or negative pattern that may be present in your life. Together, we will approach it with loving awareness, reframing it as an opportunity for growth and healing. This practice isn't about bypassing or ignoring. It's about meeting it with compassion and transforming its energy into something positive for you. So, to begin, find a comfortable position. Close your eyes. And let's begin. Take a moment to settle into your body. Feel the surface beneath you supporting you, and allow yourself to let go of any distractions or tension. They will be there when you're done, so just let them go. Let's take three big deep breaths together to center ourselves. Inhale deeply through your nose, letting your belly expand. And exhale slowly through your mouth, letting go of any tension. Again, breathe in deeply. Feel the belly move up, 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 up. And exhale completely, softening your body. Just let it go limp. One last time. Inhale fully. And exhale fully. Let your breath return to its natural rhythm and allow yourself to relax into stillness. Feel the weight of your body being supported by the surface beneath you. Notice the gentle rise and fall of your breath. With each exhale, just let yourself settle a little more deeply into a state of calm and ease. Remind yourself that this is a safe and supportive space. There's no need to force or judge anything that comes up in this practice. Whatever you feel or experience is welcomed here. Fear often hides in the shadow self, shaping patterns we may not even realize. It might show up as procrastination, perfectionism, avoidance, or self-doubt. Sometimes it manifests as anger or resistance when we feel out of control. These fears can feel overwhelming, but they are not here to harm us. They're signals, parts of us asking to be seen, understood, and healed. For example, you might have a fear of failure that causes you to procrastinate on starting something new. Or perhaps you avoid vulnerability in relationships because you're afraid of being hurt. These patterns are often rooted in past experiences, where fear arose to protect you from pain or rejection. While these protective mechanisms may no longer serve you, the fear itself holds valuable lessons and energy. Today, we'll explore one of these fears or patterns with compassion and openness. Instead of seeing fear as something to fight or suppress, we'll approach it as a part of us that's trying to protect us. By bringing loving awareness to this fear, we can begin to ease its grip and transform it into a source of strength. Set the intention now to meet your fear with kindness and curiosity. Whatever arises is part of your unique journey. So I'd like you to close your eyes if you haven't already. And imagine yourself in a peaceful and safe place. This could be something that you've explored in the past, or it could be something new, like a quiet forest, a sunny meadow, a cozy little room, or anywhere that feels comforting to you. Make it your space. Take a moment to notice the details of this place, the colors, the sounds, the textures. Let yourself fully settle into this space, knowing that you are safe here. Imagine a path appearing in front of you. This path feels inviting, lined with soft, warm light. Begin to walk along the path, taking slow, steady steps. With each step, you feel more grounded, more open, and more at ease. As you walk, you come to a small clearing or a special meeting place. This is where you connect with a fear or negative pattern that has been present in your life. Take a moment to look around and notice the details of this space. It might feel peaceful, mysterious, or just full of possibility. Now imagine your fear or negative pattern appearing before you. It might take the form of a shadowy figure, a color, a feeling, or even an image. However it appears, know that this is a part of you that is ready to be seen and understood. There is no need to force or judge. Simply observe with curiosity. When you feel ready, silently greet this fear. You might say hello, or simply acknowledge its presence in your own way. take a moment to notice its energy, how it feels, how it moves, or what emotions it brings up for you. If it feels right, ask this fear a gentle question. What are you trying to protect me from? Or what do you need from me? Allow any thoughts, feelings, or images to arise naturally without judgment. Simply listen and observe. I'd like you to imagine yourself offering love and understanding to this fear. You might picture a soft, warm light flowing from your heart to the fear, surrounding it with compassion. As this light touches the fear, notice how it begins to soften, change, or transform. You might imagine it shrinking, dissolving, or transforming into something positive, like courage, peace, or strength. As the fear transforms, imagine its energy flowing back into you, filling you with the sense of wholeness and empowerment. Feel this energy integrating into your body, reconnecting you with your inner strength and resilience. To anchor this sense of healing and empowerment, let's repeat a few affirmations together. You can say them silently or out loud, whichever feels right for you. I meet my fears with love and compassion. I am safe and I am strong. I transform fear into courage and growth. I embrace all parts of myself. Take a deep breath in and exhale slowly, letting these affirmations settle into your body and mind. When you feel ready, take a moment to thank your fear for the lessons it has shared with you. Know that you can return to this space anytime you wish. Imagine your fear fully transformed, leaving you with a sense of peace and connection. Turn back toward the path and begin walking, feeling the ground beneath your feet and the light surrounding you. With each step, you feel lighter, stronger, and more whole. As you return to the peaceful place where you began, take a moment to rest here. Feel the sense of healing and empowerment flowing through you. know that you are exactly where you need to be. Take a deep breath in and exhale slowly. Bring your awareness back to your breath, your body, and the present moment. Wiggle your fingers and toes. And when you are ready, you can gently open your eyes. So take a moment and notice how you feel compared to when you first started. Meeting and transforming fear is a courageous act of self-love. And it's okay if today's experience felt subtle or uncertain. Healing is a process, and each step you take is meaningful. If you'd like, take some time to journal or reflect on what came up for you during this meditation. Write down any insights, emotions, or lessons that came up for you. These reflections can help deepen your connection to your shadow and the gifts that it holds. Remember, you have the strength to meet your fears with compassion and transform them into sources of growth and empowerment. I'd like to thank you for joining me today on HypnoSounds. I hope this meditation helped you take a meaningful step towards transforming fear with loving awareness. If you enjoyed the episode, please subscribe, leave a review, and also share it with someone who might benefit. Until next time, take care, stay curious, and remember, you are amazing.